Missouri Democrat Party advocates burning down Trump supporters' house. By Paul Bois on August 1, 2023. The Missouri Democrat Party used its official Twitter account to openly call for someone to burn down a Trump supporter's house. Flagged by Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, the tweet from the Missouri Democrats was responding to a question from John Cooper about a house draped in Trump flags. "What would you do if this was your next-door neighbor?" John Cooper asked. The roof is on, fire emoji. We don't know water, let insert your word burn. The Missouri Democrats responded. The tweet has since been deleted with no formal apology made. Josh Hawley flagged the tweet with a screenshot. Here's the Missouri Democrat Party advocating for a Trump supporter's home to burn down. Sick. There's no place for this kind of disgusting, violent rhetoric in Missouri, he tweeted. As Breitbart News reported in the fall of last year amid the midterm elections, Republican candidates and staffers experienced high rates of political violence. Republican candidates, staffers, and volunteers have been victims of political violence during the 2022 election cycle, contradicting the false Democrat narrative that Republicans are the violent perpetrators. Below are five examples in recent weeks of political violence perpetrated against Republicans. 1. Republican General Bull Duke physically attacked by individual outside Wednesday's debate. 3. Report, Representative Lee Zeldin attacked by man with weapon at campaign stop. 4. Disorderly Whitmer supporter allegedly bites attendee at Tudor Dixon rally. 5. Marco Rubio volunteer viciously attacked by assailants who said Republicans weren't allowed in their neighborhood. People on Twitter expressed outrage over the Missouri Democrats advocating violence with no apology. Let them punks try. It's called terrorist threats, doing is called arson, said one user. Unfortunately, this is the current Democrat Party. There is no middle ground, and if you disagree with him, you should be punished physically and financially, said another. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.